For our devotional today, we are continuing on in Luke 24. This is going to take place right after the Emmaus Road journey. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to Luke 24, verses 36 through 49. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." The second part of Luke 24, like I said earlier, begins right where the Emmaus story ended. Cleopas and the other disciple have just rushed back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples everything that has happened. And lo and behold, while they're still talking, Jesus himself stands among them. "Peace be with you," he says to the startled and frightened disciples. And these disciples, of course, while they think they're looking at a ghost, even though Jesus is in their midst, they are troubled and they still have doubts. Jesus shows them his feet, his hands. He has them touch him to know that he is indeed real. And the best part is the disciples still don't believe it. They don't believe it because of their joy and amazement. Now, I get it. I get that. It's kind of like how I felt when the Cleveland Cavaliers won the championship in basketball in June of 2016. I sat in my living room in disbelief. I was amazed, filled with wonder. I couldn't believe that they had won. They had won, though. The fact that I couldn't believe it didn't change the fact that they had indeed won. It took a little bit of time to come to grips with it. Much like the disciples couldn't come to terms with their risen Lord and teacher standing in their midst, now asking for a piece of fish to eat. And while Jesus is cool as a cucumber as he tells them about how this fulfilled everything in the law and the prophets and the Psalms, and so Jesus opens their minds to understand the scriptures, we get another Bible study of Bible studies from Jesus as the disciples sit in rapt attention, hanging on every word, finally realizing that yes, Jesus is alive. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus has defeated sin and death, and now they have to tell the world about it. The end of Luke's gospel is a call for those who know the good news of Jesus to preach repentance for forgiveness of sins to all nations. The disciples are now witnesses of these things. You and I are reminded each year at Easter that we too are witnesses of these things. We too are commanded to proclaim the good news of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, and how Jesus fulfills the story of the Bible to bring us back to God. Our passage today started with the presence of Jesus in the midst of the disciples, and it ends with Jesus promising a present to the disciples so that he will always be present with them and with us until the end of the age. How incredible is that? How unbelievable, in fact. May we all sit in disbelief until it finally sinks in that Jesus is alive and we have to tell everyone about it. For our hymn lyrics today, we have Christ is alive. Christ is alive and goes before us to show and share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings, for our God is making all things new. Our God is making all things new. This is a day of new beginnings. It's time to remember and move on. Time to believe what love is bringing, laying to rest the pain that's gone. For Christ is alive and goes before us to show and to share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new. Yes, our God is making all things new. For by the life and death of Jesus, love's mighty spirit, now as then, can make for us a world of difference as faith and hope are born again. Yes, Christ is alive and goes before us to show and to share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new. Our God is making all things new. Then, let us with the Spirit's daring step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths. And sure to find that Christ is alive and goes before us to show and to share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new. Our God is making all things new. Grace and peace to you today. Amen.